Hi, it's Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Elizabeth Owusu, O-W-U-S-U. Elizabeth Owusu is a 44-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7/9/22. But at that time, a garbage can fell on her right ankle. But she did not fall as a result, nor did she strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. But she did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. With this and further evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be tendonitis. Period, she had physical therapy and injections, but no surgery. Period, she completed her course of active treatment in the fall of 2022. Period, new paragraph. As per the medical record supplied, Ms. Owusu was seen at virtual emergency room on 7/11/22. Period, she had a history of diabetes and migraines, who presented with right ankle pain after a large trash can fell on her foot while she was at work. Period, she denies any other injuries as a result. Period. She was already taking gabapentin, Amaril, glucophage, Tylenol, extra strength, and prenatal vitamin. Period. Upon exam, there was mild swelling to the right lateral malleolus with no gross deformity. Period. There was no tenderness to palpation or palpable step-offs. Period. She had normal strength. Period. X-rays of the right ankle showed moderate plantar and posterior calcaneal spurs. Period. She was diagnosed with a sprain of the anterior talofibular ligament and calcaneal spur of the right foot, for which she was initiated on conservative care. Period. New paragraph. She was seen at virtual health on 7/13/22. Period. They noted she had been using one crutch. Period. She related being on Neurontin for left lower extremity pain in the past, but not recently. Period. She was diagnosed with contusion of the right lower leg and cleared for sedentary duty. Period. She followed up through 7/20/22 and was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. On exam, she had exquisite tenderness to light palpation at the right Achilles tendon without any significant swelling or deformity at the tendon. Period. Mobility and strength are limited due to pain. Period. Gait is slow and antalgic, favoring the right due to the pain in the right lower leg and heel area. Period. She then was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. In a paragraph, she was seen by podiatrist Dr. Alami, A-L-A-M-I, on 7/26/22. Period. He diagnosed Achilles tendonitis of the right lower extremity and started her on a Medrol dose pack. Period. He observed the x-ray showed no acute abnormalities, collar fractures. Period. He continued to treat her conservatively and monitor her progress over the next several weeks. Period. On 10/11/22, he noted she continued to limp despite being in no pain. Period. He informed her to discontinue this abnormal gait pattern and return back as needed. Period. She was cleared to return to work full duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. The previous visit, she had a cortisone injection, which gave her good relief. Period. When asked about her pain levels, she stated she has none. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she focused on her perceived pain complaints and limitations from the outset. Period. She demonstrated hyperreactivity throughout the evaluation. Period. Extremities lower. Motion of the right ankle actively was performed quite slowly in all spheres. Period. Passively, this was guarded. Period. Motion of the left ankle, as well as both knees and hips, was full in all planes without crepitus or sore tenderness, period. Manual muscle testing was 4-5 for right extensor hallucis longus and 3+ for plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5-5. Periterior reduced strength was non-reproducible. Periterior superficial anticipatory tenderness to palpation about the right heel, Achilles tendon, and lateral right ankle, period. When she laid her ankle on the table, she did not offer subjective complaints, although similar pressure would have been applied to that performed by the evaluator with palpation, period. There was no tenderness palpation on the left, period. Feet and ankles normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a non-reproducible limp on the right, but did not use an assistive device. Period, she declined attempting to stand or walk on her heels or toes. Period, she changed position slowly and squatted by shifting to the left. Period, supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right elicited complaints of right ankle pain, which are non-physiologic. Period, there was no low back or radicular complaints. Period, on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period, impressions. 7-9-22, Elizabeth Owusu was struck in the right lower leg by a garbage can that fell on her, period. She went to the emergency room on 7-11-12, period. She did not convey any interim treatment. Period, x-rays were done and showed no acute abnormalities. Period, she was already taking Neurontin for chronic left lower extremity pain, presumably due to her diabetes. Period, she was diagnosed with a sprain and was initiated on conservative measures. Period, she was seen briefly by Virtual Occupational Health. Period, Ms. Owusu then came under the podiatric care of Dr. Alami. Period, over the course of his visits, she demonstrated signs of symptom magnification. This was notable even at the last visit, despite her denying any subjective complaints of pain. Period. In paragraph, the current exam of Ms. Owusu found her to demonstrate signs of symptom magnification throughout. This was seen with range of motion about the right ankle as well as strength. Period. She had superficial anticipatory tenderness, palpation about the right ankle, heel, and Achilles. Period. She complained about right ankle pain with supine straight leg raise maneuver, which is extremely non-physiologic. Period. She ambulated with a non-reproducible limp on the right. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot or leg. Period. Ms. Owusu at most sustained a contusion and sprain that have long since fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. She has been able to resume her normal full duty position with the insured. Period. She has demonstrated symptoms disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this case. Period. Her current presentation relative to ambulating does not even match that which she demonstrated by Dr. Alami as recently as 10-11-22. Period. And that is the end.